The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
This seems really, really biased even for Anderson Cooper.
Good evening. President Trump went on a Twitter rampage over the weekend, and it continued today. He said a lot of things that simply are not true, and we'll talk about that. We do it because, obviously, he's the president of the United States, because what a president says matters still, and whether those statements can be trusted, well, that certainly matters. But
hold,
keep it honest.
Hold on one second. So they were fact-checking the president. Okay. And his Twitter matters because he's the president. Yeah. Don't remember that standard being in place a few years ago, but okay. No.
But keeping them honest, beyond just their raw factuality or the lack of it, is what all these tweets reveal about the thinking of the most powerful man in the world and his priorities, and some would argue his humanity. You can certainly
wait. Jeff Fisher, your comments on the president's humanity, and do you draw those conclusions about his humanity via his tweets? Yes, sir. Go.
Every day I ask myself, President Donald Trump's humanity.
You know, let me check his Twitter. Let's go there now because I'm so curious about his humanity. Please, CNN, knock it off. Did you also question Trump's humanities? How about Lois Lerner's? Any of that? Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, how about hers? Benghazi, any of that?
You can certainly draw your own conclusions about that. Not far from Mar-a-Lago, there were funerals
Hold it. Yeah, you can draw your own conclusions from that after we just said we question his humanities. Guess what they're saying? Don't draw your own conclusions. Let us draw them for you. Okay. So here he is now getting to the... here he is getting to the kids. Their funerals of the kids were held.
Here. And Elena Petty. He was 15. She was just 14. Both students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Two classmates will be laid to rest tomorrow, and funerals continue throughout the week. The president tweeted and played golf today, a day that saw two families bury their children. He did not mention them in his tweets. He tweeted yesterday. Yep. Teacher Scott Beagle's funeral was yesterday. The president did not mention him either. Nor did he mention the funeral for Alyssa Aladef, 14 years old, when he tweeted on Friday. He tweeted Saturday and did mention the shooting, but not, as you'll see, in the kind of way that might be even remotely comforting to anyone, which is odd because if you listen to his words in the immediate wake of the killings, words prepared for him and read off a teleprompter, he made the following
promise. What I'm doing right now, by the way.
To every parent, teacher, and child who is hurting so badly, we are here for you, whatever you need, whatever we can do to ease your pain.
We are here for you, he said. Whatever you can do, whatever we can do to ease your pain. Teleprompter Trump certainly sounds like someone attempting to be what all presidents ultimately are in difficult times, a consoler in chief. Contrast that with Twitter Trump Saturday night. Quote, very sad that the FBI missed all of the many signals sent out by the Florida school shooter.
True.
This is not acceptable. They are spending too much time trying to prove Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. There is no collusion. Get back to the basics and make us all proud. Now, for anyone still waiting for the president to pivot, that's a pivot away from the murder of 17 people to himself.
We talked
on Friday about how the president's response to the indictment of 13 Russian nationals and three Russian organizations had nothing to do with defending
the country. So it was about him.
It's always about him.
He didn't care enough during the funerals. He didn't care enough. So what should he have done? Can you imagine if he had tweeted about them? If he had tweeted about the kids and said, wow, this is horrible. The funerals are today of whatever, you know, kid's name you want to plug in there. And then said, we clearly need to get a handle on this by mental health or whatever it is. Yes, I know I used handle. That's triggering. Ooh, which is also triggering. If he had said that, what would Anderson Cooper have said?
Oh, they'd have been.
They would have said, you're using the death of these kids. It's a no win because Anderson Cooper is a hand-wringing, scream at the clouds, over-emotional progressive.
And you know, I like Anderson. I do.
I don't know him personally.
I like Anderson.
His reporting on the air. He's good at what he does.
I've met him a couple times.
However, he's been here. He is incredibly troubling as somebody who is influencing culture in America.
Sometimes he is. Yes, there are many times he is.
I was going to say CNN in general. Just to give you an idea, if you haven't figured out, I believe CNN is far more progressive than MSNBC now.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
When you start adding up how many times these they go off on these left-wing, I mean, they're witch hunts now with guns. I mean, that's right. What it is. And they won't give it up. And then I noticed over during this coverage, as we've been talking about it, and I'm watching a little more CNN, a couple of times I've noticed that they're pushing two or three really a lot, two or three of their new series, like limited documentary series right. They have out. One of them is the Patty Hearst thing, and the other two are American dynasties, the Kennedys, and one about the that. Pope, right?
Yeah.
And I found a press release. You know who narrates the Kennedys? It's Martin Sheen.
Yeah.
Who is a huge leftist. Yeah, and the Kennedys, America's dynasties. You think they're really going to tell the truth about Chappaquiddick and Kennedy and all of this? No. It's pro-Kennedy.
Just when you thought you knew everything about the Kennedys.
Right. It's pro-Kennedy. It's more like... And then the Pope, the most powerful man in history. And when you see what this is about, even it says, describes in it... I was honored, one of the guys quoting to be involved. I was honored to be involved in such a definitive portrait. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one here. Ever since man, claiming to be the son of God, was nailed to a wooden cross... It's anti-religion.
Wow.
This is who they are. This is what they're producing. It's actually pretty stunning. Pay attention. You'll notice it in the coming weeks.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.